Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
When it comes to opinions, everyone has one, especially in the realm of politics. Courts render opinions, legislators voice their opinions, and newspapers write opinions. Recently, a major Montana newspaper entered the political fray with an editorial entitled, "Legislators Should Put the Focus on the Practical and Essential." In it, they decried the fact that legislators would stray from any topics that the newspaper deemed non-essential. These included a bill to force parental permission before teaching anything of a sexual nature to kids as young as kindergarten, or prohibiting the enforcement of a federal semi-automatic weapons ban, or measures to rein in the effects of Obamacare. Instead, the newspaper opined that the legislature should remain focused on the practical matters, such as the state budget, revising laws on the state coal board and its grants, and revising laws related to process servers, all of which are important. In fact, the budget is the most important item on the legislature's agenda, something the United States Senate would do well to remember. But as important as these things are, the paper must remember that they don't get to set the agenda, and those items that they deem important may not be the most important items to large numbers of Montanans. Seriously, how many people would put revising laws related to process servers near the top of the legislature's to-do list? Yes, it's important, but no more important than those other bills that the newspaper put down as a waste of time. The same arguments were made last session when we pushed ballot referendum 120 to require parental notification before a minor gets an abortion. Newspapers and liberals alike said that it was a waste of time, no one cared, there were calls to get on with the people's business. Governor Schweitzer called the idea crazy, yet when all was said and done, it wound up passing a popular vote of the people by 71%. The truth is, many of these bills that the left deems unimportant are reactions to rules and regulations that the left has put in place outside of the legislative process, in effect usurping the authority of the legislature, then crying foul when the legislature moves to take that authority back. In the case of parental permission for sex ed, the education establishment, in direct partnership with groups like Planned Parenthood, has implemented a curriculum that the vast majority of parents find offensive. The courts then upheld the actions of the schools, saying that parents have no right in determining what their children are taught. Since polls show that 80% of parents disagree with the court, the only recourse is to bring in the legislature. The same holds true with gun laws should the federal government decide to overreach, especially with the use of executive authority. These are trying times for our republic, with a ballooning debt that threatens the freedom and security of the next generation, to agencies implementing tens of thousands of new regulations through the use of rulemaking authority, to school curriculum that looks more like indoctrination than instruction. It's high time that the legislature does push back. Newspapers may pass off these issues as unimportant, but when they passed by 71%, they were important to somebody. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.